Old action figures covered dozens of tables inside a North Atlanta hotel ballroom Saturday. Some of them came from 45-year-old Ace Allgood, who drove here from Minneapolis. His table was covered with little plastic baggies containing tiny G.I. Joe uniforms and accessories. He came to Jo-Lanta in part to sell duplicate figurines. Behind his table were shelves with over a dozen original 12-inch tall G.I. Joe figures, one of which was in a pristine green uniform with a price tag around its neck that said $550.
So that's $550.
Okay, this is what's known as a Marine Jungle Fighter. It only came out in, 67, 68 was its one-year era that it came out in. What's unique about them is it's got the USMC name tag above them, and it also says G.I. Joe above them, and it has the cloth insignia stripes. And that's unique to that set and that set only.
Allgood isn't just here to sell things. He's an avid G.I. Joe collector, like most of the men in their 40s and 50s, who come here year after year to see old friends and old toys. 57-year-old Danny Garrett from Lexington, Kentucky, says he's here for the shared nostalgia.
Started out with it as a child in 65 and started recollecting probably about 5 years ago, trying to recapture my youth. And now I'm hooked. I've probably got to two dozen of the originals and probably about 100 to 150 other figures.
While the close to 1,000 people who were in attendance over the weekend weren't just looking and shopping, they also did fan films and had a G.I. Joe parachute drop. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.